go.
You already know what time it is. Main Chafford podcast episode 95. You know, big up yourself. Aliases, please get them off.
Cole Sanusi, aka Big 2L in the building. What's new?
Just E, man.
I love today. It. Yeah, no, sometimes you've got to switch it up. You already know what time it is. Two Dems in the building. I guess there's only one place to start. Obviously, this comes out on Tuesday, so we're hoping for the best, really. It's coming home. Why is there silence? Why are people not backing me?
Because we're recording this a few days before the final. Man. And honestly,
where are you guys going for the final?
A friend of has been nice enough to invite me round. You know, a couple vibes. No down Mio day, you know. I have to steal a tweet.
I'm going to go to my front room.
Yo, nothing Italian. Not even pizza, you know. Spaghetti, we're chopping it up like that. You know how they hate it? That's what we're doing.
I do that all the time.
I'm asking for pineapple on pizza. You know the vibes.
But you don't like cheese.
Come on. Not this again.
No, but you don't like cheese.
You're still going on the vibe.
you can't run away from it. You do not like cheese.
Yes. On its own. You can like certain things. Like, oh, when they're in a particular meal, you might be able to enjoy them. But when they're on their own, you don't take them in the same. Pause?
Yeah.
I looked at email for confirmation. I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking in my head, is it a pause moment?
You guys have done that.
No, you said you take it in.
You got me.
Figured me out. You know what? The only reason why I'm hesitant is because they're a really good team, man.
They are, man. They are.
But I think we have plot armor. I think we're going to win.
I think, yes.
We have plot armor, man.
He's going to do that pivot. Rice and Phillips ain't going nowhere.
Them boys is... That's the worst. That's the thing I'm scared about the most.
What is Rice Phillips' pivot?
I'm scared.
I think that's got us as far as it has in the competition.
No, it's good. It's functional, but now they're coming up against a real midfield. Like this is a midfield. Like Verratti, Barella, Jorginho. That's a midfield. That's how you midfield.
You actually have to kind of man mark Jorginho.
Hold on, 2 seconds for the people who are listening right now or watching this on YouTube as well. I don't know anything about football, so I understand your pain. As these guys speak. Go on.
Well, Italy's a decent side. I think that's the picture, really, isn't it?
I think it's all set up for us to win, man. Like, as in, not... I'm just being, like, not logical. Mm. Just emotion.
But did you see the coin toss between Spain and Italy?
Yeah.
That was a psychological game. 100%.
But Chiellini does that all the... Chiellini is so banterous. I don't think he's even Italian. Like, the way he... If you watch a clip of him, he's just on bands.
But that was a heavy psychological game.
Yeah, nah, that was a real headlock.
Yeah.
That wasn't a fake headlock.
I don't even know how like Alba were like, get the fuck off me. Like, what's going on here?
We've never even played together. Why are you being so charming?
I don't know you like this. Mm. Like, we're not even speaking the same language here, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, they could pick up a few words.
I don't know. Italian and Spanish aren't that close, are they?
There's the romantic...
Oh, they're romantic languages.
No, not romantic, romantic language. Like the Latin as well. So, I mean, it all comes like there's certain words in French you can pick up in Spanish, certain words in German you can pick up in French, and then possibly even the same as you go far along.
Hear that.
It's even the same thing with East Africa as well. East Africa all the way to South.
Do you know?
So like I've even seen like in the South African Parliament, they'll be saying stuff. I was just picking up a few words that they'd be saying. That's very similar to my language. So
okay, fair enough. Maybe there is enough of a similarity there. But either way, don't be gripsing me up like that. Like we're about to take penalties. This is serious. This is serious business.
He was trying to little brother.
You shake my hand. Maybe like, oh, you know what? On a professional thing, we can have a like, yo, bring it in sort of thing. That we can do. Yeah. But anything above that, get the fuck off me.
Yeah. It was a bit too touchy.
Spain's goalkeeper is terrible.
Wow. Spain's goalkeeper.
You know what? We need to get a goalkeeper.
No, it was not that bad. What makes you?
Nah, he's terrible.
What makes you think
Simeon?
He's not bad.
Nah.
He's not special, but he's not. I don't think he's noticeably bad. I didn't see anything that really threw me.
I was worried for Spain. Like I was like, in normal time, I was a bit like, I don't know, man. This is scary hours.
That's how I feel about Pickford. I'll be honest with you. That's how I feel about Pickford.
He's got the bozo gene, as you like to say. But
Bozo Gene.
He calls him a bozo.
He's got the bozo gene. It basically means no matter how good you are due a moment of fuck up.
Yeah, he's got, that, he's got
okay.
that in him.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I understand that.
And I could be saying this in, you
what,
know.
Did you think he should have saved the free kick?
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know about that.
It was a good free kick, but the way the wall was set up, it was a bit hard for him. I give him slack. But if he doesn't even dive, he saves that.
He's got a finger.
If he shuffles across and palms that, he's saving that.
He's a tall goalkeeper, which I guess that's his own fault. Like, you know, I don't know. Yeah. Be better. Be taller.
It's hard to have real criticism of him because he hasn't let in a lot of goals and he's had a few good saves. He's been playing very well, but I just see him do things I see him do all the time for Everton.
Play over 38 games at Everton, and we just know
his distribution is whack. He just boots the ball like
The way he kicks the ball is racist. Like, I'm sorry, he's just basically telling Saka and Sterling, "Go chase this."
I've finished.
It's a fact.
I mean,
there's EDO in that kick, man. I swear.
Listen, I hope they do well, man. I think it's a good it's a good group of players. And I think they deserve some success.
What do you think the predictions are?
If we win it, it's 2-1 England.
I'm saying tight 1-0 England. Like 88th minute.
Oh, well, it's going to extra time.
Yeah, probably.
That Italian team is set up for that as well.
That Italian team can border.
Score the winning goal. Because you know what?
Yo, if Sterling scores the winning goal, this nation, yo.
Nah, you know what? Because I didn't understand like the hype, well, the newspaper hype of Harry Kane, because I was like, I don't really see my man performing until
I've been saying this.
It was that penalty with Denmark. Honestly, like, it was on target and the goalkeeper saved it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many people would stand there still with their hands on their head, like, I missed it?
He's a true striker, though. He'll always follow up.
And he followed up and he did his job. Congratulations.
I think he played well that game.
Yeah.
I don't think he was that bad that game.
You already know how I feel about him.
This guy was saying you should drop him.
Yeah. A lot of people, personally, I don't watch football, but I just.
You're
like,
funny.
The way a lot of people hate, like, I don't want to say hate, like, hate is a strong word, but they don't view Harry Kane
as. I think he's a great player.
The great player that he is. I'm seeing.
If you don't think Harry Kane is a great player, you're blind. I think he's just had a bad tournament. And I felt at certain points there was a point where I felt like he could have been dropped. I hear your point. We don't have a better striker than him, so maybe I was just being hasteful. But I think the games he performed in, the goal against, he didn't play particularly well against Germany. The goal was shit. It was like.
He just put himself in the right position.
Yeah, exactly.
Good run off the ball.
Ukraine was Ukraine. They just did not show up anyway. So he was always going to bag. And then I don't think he played that particularly well against Denmark. I think he.
Really?
He was allowed to take the penalty and he initially missed. And well done, as you said, for catching a follow up. But I wasn't particularly impressed.
But he set up the first goal.
I admire a lot. That's a moment I admire.
He did set up the first goal.
Yeah, he did.
He was Saka.
He cut the ball across to Saka. He played the initial ball to Saka. Yeah.
But the hard work was done by Saka.
Watch the goal again.
Okay.
That is playmaker Kane. Like, that ball is like, when we see, it's because when we see Kevin do it, when we see players who are supposed to do that, we get gas. But with Kane, we don't particularly expect to see that. I think personally, and I will get on to him if necessary, and I do agree with you with all the games before. Even the game where he scored twice, he was whack. But I think that Denmark game in particular, I think he was quite.
I'm gonna have to say I will agree to disagree. I don't think he's had a. But you know what? Yep. Numbers don't lie. And do you know what? For him, he's looking for his big money move, and he's proven himself this year, in my opinion. In the end, I think he could end up top goal scorer. He's bagged four, isn't it?
He's
bagged four.
I don't think he's top goal scorer though. I think it's still Cristiano Ronaldo and a Schick. Pull up with a Schick. I think them two are actually joint. I'm going off
Ronaldo
has? 4 or 5. He scored a silly amount of goals. He scored twice in the first game. But yeah, he's going to be up there regardless. Yeah, I'm arguing a mute point.
This is Stalingrad, you know. That's what I want to see. That's London. Change the name.
Boy from Brent.
The boy from Brent. Big up yourself.
Yeah, no.
Any opportunity we see, we have to give Sterling credit. Obviously, he's doing big things. And he's had a hell of a tournament. He justified his position. I think when we all saw the team sheet for the first game and we saw his name on there, I will hold my hands up. I said, yo, what the fuck is this man doing in here?
I agree.
Yeah, was it the last tournament? The last tournament, he didn't perform. From what I can remember, he just didn't perform in the last tournament. I think it was the World Cup. He just weren't there.
He's really stepped up this year.
Absolutely.
I think we should speak about more like what this will do for the nation. Yo, fam, if you man see me on Sky News on the top of a bus, just know.
Are you going to recreate that picture you have? The legendary one. On top of the bus.
Yeah, I might have
on top of the bus stop.
I might have to. If England win, we'll never see anything. Well, you know, I don't think we'll see anything like this again in our lives. The camaraderie. Don't matter if you're black, white, Asian. You know, white people really got their hands on their head like, yo.
Yeah, lives do matter.
Lives really do matter, you know.
Yeah, no, it'll be a good thing. It'll be a good thing for the country. I think it's funny how the world works.
Yeah, it's funny. It's really funny how the world works. You just see it. It's like, okay.
The same people that were saying, "Oh, don't fucking."
This was last year.
That's what I'm saying. The same people. What's her name? Priti Patel. Same lady that was like, "Oh, do you know what? If you wanna abstain or you feel that them kneeling is incorrect." That's fine. She's fucking got a tweet up with Come On England. Half the team is made up of immigration. Everything you stand for, that team is against.
It's just...
Boris is a bozo.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, cool.
You see that clip of him watching Kane score? No. He makes me laugh, man. He just makes me laugh.
He's not a real person. You know how there's that lizard theory? I'm damn sure that Boris is a lizard.
Nah, he's not a lizard.
The boy's a lizard, man.
Nah, you know, because there's the video where he's like, I don't know the actual words, but I'm just gonna paraphrase it. Yeah, he was like, "Is anybody gonna contest on what I just said?" Yeah, supine human beings, supine jellies. Yeah, no, supine jelly invertebrates. That's what he said. I was like, this guy he's human. He's fully human. He got angry in the poshest way ever.
Nah, he's built differently, man. I think it was at the stadium when they won. Like, his aide or whatever just came up and was just like, yeah, quickly put this on, slap this on.
Ridiculous. It's disgusting.
He's disgusting. Mm. Them man trying to represent now after their whole policies of... most of the England team has been fighting against him. Rashford's been trying to put food
man
on the table.
Man said Rashford.
I hear it.
We're trying to put food on the table. What was it again?
I can't remember now.
What?
It was De Bruyne boy. So dumb. So
we
dumb.
Really be coming across dumb stuff like that. But Marcus has been trying to put food on the table for the kids, and now you're trying to come back him at the game.
Yeah.
So let's talk if it's on the other side of the coin, the alternate universe, and we lose. What's going on?
They're saying they're going to give us a bank holiday. I'm not. Nah, dog.
Man don't want to work.
How many did we win?
One.
I went to 14 million possibilities.
And how many did we win?
One.
Listen, man, we're not going to lose. I'm not going to put that bad energy out there.
Nah.
Well, when the episode comes, we'll truly know. You guys will be listening like, oh yeah, they could have won. Oh yeah, we really did win, you know?
It's an L, man.
Nah, I'm not even trying to put that into the air. Obviously, I already know what time is. I need that bank holiday. I don't know about you. I would have been cool on it but now they're talking about bank holiday. I said, yo, you might need to fix up.
Y'all
I might go into
up.
The dressing room and be like, what's going on? Pattern up.
Team talk.
For real, my team talk will be 30.
And do you know what the best thing is? Home court advantage.
Mm, them man ain't got to travel. They only had to go to Rome once. That's a holiday.
We basically hosted this. Literally.
But it doesn't make sense because them man not. Actually, you know what? That's. I can't be bothered to talk about being vaxxed up and the vids and them thing there. Just don't worry, my next topic, man.
Well, we're still on this England one, but fair enough.
People saying that it's home advantage, I understand, but there's always going to be tournaments where there's a host nation. Yeah, so when that happens, typically, wasn't it like Greece? Who actually hosted it and they won. Yeah, exactly. So it happens.
There's so many examples. The only host that I can think of that had a shocker was South Africa. Fucking Putin put the Russian team on PEDs.
He did. And no one cared.
No one. Do you know there's like evidence where you can see the injection?
They're just like this in the camera.
Russia and Europe. Is Russia and Europe?
Yeah, technically.
It's continental Europe, but it's not like...
But did they play in the Euros? They played in Euros.
Yeah, they played in Euros.
Yeah. Not this year.
Israel
doesn't make sense.
Bro, I've said this, but they do try to qualify for the Euros.
They don't make sense.
I'm agreeing with you.
Nah.
What do you want me, like, yeah, I'm on your side.
Because the thing is, it's like, Israel, you're fully in Africa. Like, don't try it. What do you mean, what?
This is news to me. Nah, please explain.
Where is Israel?
I thought Israel's at Middle East.
Middle East. UAE? UAE is not in Europe.
UAE is not in Europe.
Did you not say Africa?
Yeah.
So they're both in Africa, no?
No, Middle East is just a term. Technically. It's African continent, bruv.
Say what? Okay, I didn't know this. I'm putting my hands up.
Whoa, it's been...
Or is it Asia? Like,
how long years?
Is UAE Asia?
UAE is Asia or Africa, wherever they want to
decide. We can't just say that and then be like, oh, you know what? You might
go
wherever
you feel. Well, the closest to Africa at the end of the day. And Egypt is Africa, so... I can't then turn around and say, I'm Europe now. Like, bro. Why? Because you're white. Nah, that doesn't make sense.
Oh, I hear what you're saying, but you can understand my confusion because it's not on the actual continent of Africa.
What, UAE?
What?
Or Israel? Israel.
Israel. Am I bugging?
No, it's not. It is a part of Middle East. You're right. But again, the Middle East is a murky... It's not like clear-cut where
Middle
it is.
East. It's just a term. It's on Africa, bruv. It's on,
okay.
It's the Africa.
So what, the same way we're in Europe, but we're not actually on...
I think the Middle East is technically Asia. I'm just saying from a... Like, I'm not saying with any backdrop. I'm just saying as in what I know.
So all I can go off is what I've been told in this life. And I've been told that they're man are Middle East. It's Africa, baby. But educate then.
Nah, that's what I have to say.
Well, there then you have I it. Leave this place not knowing anything.
Yeah.
You know nothing.
The known knowns and the known unknowns. The unknown knowns and the known unknowns.
I'm trying to have me out here like Jon Snow.
What do you think about Gareth Southgate, though?
He's done a great job. I can't even hate.
I didn't know who Southgate was.
Until...
Mm-hmm. So then when they kept mentioning Southgate, I was like, what the hell is Southgate? Is that an apocalyptic place?
There's a place called Southgate.
Yeah, my man thought it was a destination.
Yeah. So they kept saying Southgate is the place. I was like...
Credit where credit's due, though.
Honestly, 100%.
Listen, he's done very well.
Credit where credit's due. Even if they don't make it, which I'm sure they will, he deserves.
Yeah, but he's already got OBE. Nah,
they can upgrade it, can't they?
Yeah, they can. You can get upgraded.
No, there's MBE, then there's OBE. And I think... Yeah,
if they win it, he has to get an out.
Give him the new plate, man. Fuck it, man. Give Gareth the new plate, bro.
Me is the fact that, I mean, we've all been armchair managers and
we've been killing him. Yeah, everybody's been
like
killing
every
him.
Every single game, like, what the fuck? That Scotland game, he got ripped. Their man booed. And we all thought the same. I was saying, what the fuck? How is Grealish not starting? How is he not going more attacking? But he obviously knows his players. He obviously knows their limits and he's set up. For that,
he's not put the personnel above the team, and I
admire that.
I really fuck with it. That's a hard thing to do, especially with a team that's so stacked that Grealish arguably on paper.
He's obviously Southgate's out here to win.
Yeah, on God, and that's what you're supposed to do when you really think about it. When it comes to tournament football, doesn't matter who's on the pitch. It really just matters how you play, man. That's at Italy. Italy don't man for man. We have a better team than them.
Italy have said that themselves. Chiellini came out and said
man for man.
Their bench could win. Tournament,
so I can't even hit on Southgate. I really can't.
Nah, he's done
credit
really
where
well.
Credit's due, man.
He's done very, very well.
Semi final of the World Cup and final of the Euros. I can't say anything.
That's a success.
Yeah, 100%.
Success I've seen England have. That's more probably success than our parents have seen England have.
Back to back tournaments. Yeah, I don't think we've ever done a madness like that before.
Sunday. We're recording on Friday, but yeah. Sunday. When it's you hear this, it's
I just want to be confident, and you know what? I just want to put good vibes into the air, and you know, when this comes out, hopefully England are European champions.
If you're hearing this, it's too late.
That's might be the name of the episode.
Yeah, it might be. But yeah, moving on.
All right, lovely. So moving on to Loki, and I guess because I know you haven't seen the latest two episodes.
Yeah, but I don't mind you guys discussing it. It's all right.
It's trash, would you say?
I know, I'm joking.
Okay.
I've
been underwhelmed. For me, it's the least I've enjoyed of the three that they've released.
It was, for me, it's been kind of a predictable thing.
And there's been two, I'd say episode three was filler, and the most recent episode was filler as well. Like, I could do without it.
So you watched episode 5?
I'm up to date, yeah.
How would you say that this was filler?
I just felt like not a lot happened. I felt like more could have happened. That was me personally. I just felt like they were running around. Same thing they were doing in episode...
They're running around like they're packed.
For real. Same thing they were doing in episode 4. Sylvie and Loki were just running around. That's all they were doing in this one. Like, what significant really happened?
Loki realizes how much power he has. Because of all the Lokis. Secondly, Sylvie and Loki both understand who they are to each other.
Okay.
They both have an understanding that this is no games. This is actually us. Then there is the situation. Did you see Frog Thor?
Frog, yes, yeah.
You saw him, yeah? Yeah. So he's there. And I think, what else? There was a lot of Easter eggs in the actual thing.
I hear what you're saying, but I feel like in comparison to episode 4, where they really went at it, you know, they were really going against the TVA, I felt I learned a lot about both versions of Loki and Sylvie and actual Loki. I just feel like even then, I feel like you was clutching at straws to like actually find stuff that happened in this episode. Mm-hmm. For me, it just weren't a particularly good episode. And the show, it's had... First two episodes are okay. Third episode, no. Fourth episode, great. And then fifth. And now they've got one more to wrap it up. And I don't know what direction they go in. I just feel a bit disappointed from a show that could have been really wacky and really crazy. I just don't think they went there enough in certain places. This is just for me.
At this point, because one thing I have struggled with watching it is establishing who's the big bad. Do you know at this point?
I don't really. I guess I have to say the TVA. I think it's a show that's obviously leading up to something.
It's not quite clear what it is.
I think it's the foundation for Doctor Strange.
Of course, that's what WandaVision was, and I think that's what this is supposed to be. And obviously, No Way Home is meant to be the exact same.
But this one explores alternate timelines.
Mm.
Doesn't explore
multiverses,
which is even more strange.
Mm.
But then again, they've done the What If trailer.
That looks that. Now
let's get into that.
Yeah,
the future.
Let's get into that. That looks cold. Thing is, I've been saying this to you for a while. Nothing has really impressed me yet with this new phase, and I'm just like, I'm waiting to see something cool.
Even
that trailer
is not as mid.
Really, I want to. I'm gonna watch it next week.
We'll still watch it. I'm going
to out today.
Yeah, it is out today.
That trailer for What If is the most exciting thing I've seen.
Yeah,
because they're just doing something completely different. You know, I like all that alternative timeline shit, but they're just saying effort. Let's see.
That's what they should have really dived into, I think, because you gave us a great 10 years, and we really enjoyed what we saw. But it was Marvel play it safe, and it's all very by the book. But I think that's what they really should have attempted with Phase 4. It's just go as crazy and as wacky as you can.
Now that we have 3 Disney TV shows for Marvel, would you say they're better than the Netflix ones?
Yes.
Luke Cage was amazing for what it was.
First season was cool. The second season was... that season was terrible.
I enjoyed it. Was it comedic for you? Was it just funny to watch? Or was it
when he dabbed, I wanted to turn off my TV.
Yeah, nah, that's the comedic part.
That was so... That was terrible.
But then you're looking at like a 30, mid-30, near close to 40, trying to relate to the youth. So he's going to dab.
I just think...
you got to dab.
Yeah,
fair enough. Now, Daredevil, creme de la creme. I don't think we've seen anything that level yet. Yeah. I don't even think from the Disney side particularly. No. Jessica Jones, first season was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Yeah, arguably the best season of any of it, arguably. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like, Loki so far. What'd you say?
It's funny you say Iron Fist.
I thought Iron Fist was cool.
Did you watch it?
I finished it, yeah.
Say what?
I struggled.
Oh, fair enough.
I thought it was cool.
It had good concepts, but I didn't buy into him being the Iron Fist. I just saw him as some random dude.
If you can't buy into the hero being the hero, that's fucked.
Yeah, it didn't bode well for me.
And then what was the woman? She was the what was his name? My man was the dragon.
Oh yeah, she became her character. I forgot what the name of the character is in the comics.
Canary, to be honest, actually the white
something, maybe dragon or something.
White Lotus.
But she was a better character than him. Yeah. To me, like, I didn't really buy into that whole Danny Rand shit.
They give him
2 or 1?
Yeah.
Maybe
two,
one.
Just two,
two. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, you know, the Disney ones are cool, but I just don't know what they're setting up to. That's my main issue.
It's a charcuterie to the...
Charcuteries,
yeah.
What is a charcuterie?
Cheese and uncooked ham and grapes.
Why do I keep hearing that word recently?
I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast recently.
And he was mentioned the charcuteries. Man,
yeah. A bunch of dicks.
Yuck.
Pause, but yeah.
What was I going to say? I feel like maybe we could appreciate Phase 4 more when we see what it's leading up to. I think the biggest problem Marvel's TV shows also have had is I wouldn't go back to any of them, if that makes sense.
Nah, neither would I.
Watch any of this.
But that's always a problem when, especially in TV, when you're watching something that leads on to something else. Mm. With movies, you can do it because it's kind of quicker, it's done. But with TV, you have to commit time.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
If it's not a banging TV show, you're not really going to run back to it. I barely run back to the TV shows I love the most because it just takes so long to watch.
And WandaVision, I had a lot of people kind of scared. It was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
First two episodes, and the third episode was like, okay,
we lit.
Maybe. Fourth episode, everything changes. So
yeah, it's always going to be hard to rewatch. I don't even see that as even being a thing, to be honest. But we'll see what happens. I think What If looks amazing. I feel like what they can do with that is just blow the doors off the
possibilities are endless. Like some of the ideas that I've seen that they're floating around.
That's Thingy's last role, isn't it?
It is. Yeah,
Chadwick Boseman's last role as Black Panther.
So you know we've got a support.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. And then they have Killmonger saving Robert Downey Jr. or Iron Man.
I don't see how that works.
It does work.
No, I'm saying I just don't see where the plot goes. Like Iron Man saved by Killmonger. Like what's that episode?
It works because he's a agent.
So if Iron Man, but the whole thing is, if Iron Man never gets into that incident, he never becomes Iron Man.
He never becomes Iron Man, yeah.
So and then what does that do for Killmonger?
I mean, either way, I'm still intrigued. I just don't know where they go with it.
But that's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. 110%.
And there was that little teaser right at the end. It looked like Colossus, didn't it? Like right before the What If logo, you can see like that massive guy with the massive horns. It's like, shit, is that Colossus? Like, what do we go from here?
No, it's really exciting. I think also
it's just a what if.
They're looking at ideas of if Ultron got all the stones. Like, there's some really intriguing stuff in there. You know, questions that we've always wanted answered.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. No, it looks good. I'm quite excited for what happens next. The TV shows that have been out so far, they've been alright, but I'm ready to go back to the cinema.
Can't afford me.
Yeah, they got some. They got some BTEC version, boy. I don't know who that is.
No, they can't because now they pay him to use his
face. But most of them came back. Everyone came back. It just seems except for him.
Yeah, but the thing is, Disney has to pay him to use his face.
Nah.
Yeah, because he has licensing for his face. 3D printed image.
Image rights.
Yeah. Oh. So, I mean, now it's a negotiation of like, what you really want me for.
Well, he's never going to come. I mean, I can't even imagine the amount of money they would have to pay him to even just come back in a cameo role. So he said himself he's done with it. So I think that's for real. I could see Chris Evans coming back.
I think they'll all do it one day. But it'll just be like a definitive one-off, like, high and then disappear again. Mm-hmm. But not anytime soon, though.
Nah, we're talking 10, soon. 10, 15.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. is the person that actually, like, that cancer culture doesn't really exist.
Oh yeah,
but he did, his shit was in the 90s, like they didn't have phones back then.
They were allowed to do that stuff then.
Yeah, like, from when I saw, what's it, in the 90s when Nelly was swiping a credit card through a girl's butt, I said, yo, the times were different, man. You can't win. I mean, you can win, but
just don't be going around doing those things.
Exactly, like
you end up in trouble.
That's a fact. You end up, oh god,
you end up in McDonald's.
You're supposed to be playing football. The dinner lady.
You are a dinner man.
All right. So, Love Island's finally heated up. I know.
I don't watch Love Island.
You made that perfectly clear on multiple occasions.
Like, it's a waste of time. And what's happened?
Have you watched Too Hot to Handle?
No, I haven't watched the second season.
It's back though.
Yeah, I looked at the first episode. I was like, "Skin."
Yeah, I hear that.
I looked at it. I was like, I can't be bothered.
Your favorite show's coming back though. Love is Blind.
Say what?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Love is Blind season two, baby.
I don't know if people are really truly invested into Love is Blind because
it was the experiment.
It was the first experiment. Same thing with Too Hot to Handle. Those influencers didn't know they were going on a show like that.
I mean, they don't know on this one. Or do you think they're capping?
They'll know right away.
Well, they pretend like they don't know.
Well, they're saying they were like, "Oh shit, I'm on Too Hot to Handle." You know,
like, you know you're on this show. Who are you fooling?
And then like Love Is Blind. I think it's gonna be super technical. It depends when it was filmed. If it was filmed before Kevin Samuels, then cool, innit? But if it's filmed after Kevin
Samuels,
it's gonna be funny.
Yo, Kevin Samuels just be popping up in the most random places. I'll just be trying to go about my day and this guy just pops up.
He just got his ear to the streets, isn't
it? Yeah, that's a fact.
Average at best. Right.
So, Love Island, what are you saying? Our boy Toby. Toby, stay strong, man.
Hold your head, King. Although,
very own Toby, you know.
Chaff is very own. Although he let me down, man.
Certified Chaffer.
He let me down. Because obviously he did the right thing by telling, what's her name? Kaz, you know, I'm not into you. And understand the...
I've not seen this episode. That's what he did. He really went for the...
You've not seen the most recent episode?
Just spoil it.
Oh, damn. That's the most interesting episode that there's been. The one yesterday.
And what? So he did that and then he went to go get with Chloe?
I mean, you said it, not me.
Fuck yeah, no.
On the same night, I said...
You think I'm going to college?
Damn. You messed up. I was like, could have at least waited. But here we are.
Fumbled.
Nah, because they weren't grouped together in the first place, so essentially that whole thing was relatively forced. So you can't really, I don't think it's necessarily his fault. Like, it is what it is, isn't it?
At least he was honest.
At least he just didn't go do a madness off the strength, although he was obviously flirting and doing all that type of stuff before he told Kaz. But it's just one of those things when you're a minority on these shows. The pickings are slim already. And if you just do a law of averages, these things are just going to happen way more frequently. Just through the law of averages.
So, let me guess. They put Toby with a black person.
Mixed race guy, black girl. They look like a cool couple. Didn't work out. Now he's going after the...
Yakubs.
The Yakubians.
The Yakubians.
Listen.
Yo. This narrative happens every year.
What was the tweet? I saw the tweet.
Yeah.
Well, Chaffer boys don't like black girls anyway. That's what Mose said. Pick up, that's family, but come on.
Mose's trying to cook us. One thing I will say that I don't like is what they're doing with the guy who's not even entered the show yet. So I'll give you a bit of backstory.
Oh, what, the guy they're trying to just be like, you have to go for Kaz sort of thing.
Yeah, and also they're cooking his brother, who's not even on the show.
What?
They found the brother of the guy who's not on the show. Looked through his pictures, seen him with a white girl, and they've cooked him. Although the caption was just bare dumb.
What did he say?
The caption was so dumb. Jeez. The caption was, what was it again? It was Martin Luther King's speech.
What's that going to
be? I envision a world with black boys rolling around.
Why do man them just not date white women in peace? Just...
He didn't help himself.
To do that.
He didn't help himself at all.
I would never post any. I'm sick.
I'd have to message you on the side, like, yo, my brother, what's going on, bro?
Like, yeah. Yo, I'm sick that's someone's caption.
But also, why are they going after someone's brother who's not even on the show yet? Like, come on, man.
Listen, anybody they're can mad, get it, didn't man. It?
Nah, anybody can get it.
It's the one thing.
That's true.
No, that we're animals, true. You know.
I think you don't, when people go on Love Island, they don't think about, like, the wider thing. Like,
no, they don't think at
just
all.
Just think about you're going on for yourself, but obviously your family and that can get it. People don't care.
It's the one thing I actually don't like about the show. It's the one thing I genuinely don't like about the show.
Sister.
Because people are just getting cooked. And like, I feel like as an audience, this is the worst thing about Love Island. I know your take is interesting because you don't like how they've commercialized it.
Yeah.
But one thing I really don't like is how people project how they feel about what somebody else should do onto these people, because then it comes across as abuse. And some of the lines that get crossed are crazy. Like, at the end of the day, this is entertainment. You don't need to lose your life. You don't need to.
It's not that deep.
It's not that deep. For me, it's social commentary now.
Yeah, for me, it's like I know that this is, for me, it's a waste of time because now I'm gonna have to be emotionally invested in something that is not beneficial. Me,
yeah, I hear that.
In me in any way, shape, or form. And then more importantly, I'm going to be emotional over not getting with a girl.
But like, we just enjoy it. Like, I'm not getting that invested. Like, obviously, you can relate it to real life because obviously there's certain situations we've all been in. I feel for a lot of black girls that watch that show because I think a lot of them see themselves in situations that
Kylie, I mirror that, absolutely.
Rachel's in, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I do get that element of it, but it's also...
Unfortunately, though, it's the law of averages, man. And this is their country. This is their show.
I don't want to say should they go on the show, because that's a ridiculous thing to say. They have every right to go on the show as much as the white people, but you're just...
Unfortunately.
It's just not going to be enjoyable.
You need to know what you're signing yourself up for. And ultimately... you know that thing that Mo does? Where Mo does that really cool thing, comedic-wise, where he'll create roles for people. Yeah. He'll do the lad, he'll do the geezer, he'll do the guy down the street, he'll do the couple kind of guy. They do that with Love Island. They have the same 12 people. They say, yep, you're the box-head lighty. Yep, you're the ambiguous Asian-looking one. Yep, and then the rest of you are all white.
Yeah.
So when this happens each year, over and over again, why do we get annoyed?
Well, why are we surprised?
Should we get annoyed at the corporation who are creating this, or should we get annoyed at ourselves for watching this?
You know what it is? It's the person in the mirror. You waste your time with this.
I'm gonna make a change. Listen, it's true.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that's really rattled me the most watching it this year. And don't get me wrong, that's compartmentalized. I'm not going to stop it from letting me watch it because I just take it at face value. It's like eating McDonald's. It's just garbage food.
McDonald's.
But in the back of my mind, I'm just thinking about the extra layer to it. I'm just like, I don't like seeing that type of stuff, to be honest with you. But what do I expect?
I don't know. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying what I'm seeing. Just missed last
night. I just went all woke on your ass. I'm sorry,
right.
Guys.
But
I'm right.
It's not that deep, is what we're saying.
Listen, you guys are mega emotionally invested in this.
I'm not emotionally invested in this at all.
You kind of are, bro.
Nah. I'm just looking at it from a perspective of...
Go on, my guy.
No chance. No chance. I'm just looking at it from a perspective of just people. And people like to project how they feel about things onto TV, onto entertainment. And like, it's not that deep.
Well, I think what we're trying to say is...
Yeah, but then I did feel that with Love is Blind as well. Because it was like...
Yeah, you was riding for Homeboy.
Who's Homeboy?
Mark.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's your guy, isn't it?
I really... Because it's like, big man... Like, the girl, like, you're doing everything for this girl and she just don't want it.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Is this the one who had no money? The one that had debt?
He's a 25-year-old.
Oh, the older lady.
And the older woman.
Like, I felt for the kid.
I really felt for him because it's like, bro.
He actually likes her.
He really did like her.
I mean, as far as I was concerned, he was doing everything right. He just... It just didn't mesh. Like, that happened.
She just...
But she had her own issues that I think she needed to resolve within herself.
Right.
I think made it 10 times worse because she was always belligerently drunk as well. Like, and when someone's like that, I'm always a bit like, they're going through something that they obviously can't talk about on the show.
But that's just like an extension of how
she
feels.
Which is why she probably...
That was real spice. Like,
that
fair
was,
enough.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
It was down bad.
But I think, our thing with Love Island, I'm not emotionally invested, but I can see it's more people are getting too invested into it. And it's becoming you're fighting for people you don't even know. You don't know Kaz. When Kaz comes out, Kaz is going to be sweet. She's going to get a boohoo deal. She's going to forget who you guys are.
She's going to be aight.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good-looking girl. I mean, yeah. So she'll be fine.
Yeah, man. We'll see what happens. But ultimately, it's all a bit of entertainment, isn't
it? It is.
You know what I mean?
Enjoy it. Enjoy Love Island Season 7, man. My boy Toby.
Hold it down for Chafford, man.
For real.
Come off the show. Come on the show. We'll talk to you about
certified
it.
Certified Chafford, bro. For real, dog.
I said certified Chafford.
Hold it down. Hopefully he comes on the podcast.
Nah, we have to try.
Yeah.
I don't want him moving bougie and being like, well,
he lives around the corner, so it's all good.
Knock on his door.
We'll hot him up.
I'm pulling up on
you. But I saw you sucking toes.
Explain yourself.
Oh, is he the guy that likes toes?
Nah, he just did it.
Terrible.
Yeah,
on the show.
On the show. Like, your nan can see that. Your fam, it's you know what? It is what it is. Like, if that's what you're into, that's what that really taught me. Like, certain men just are into things I'll never understand.
Crazy, man. Absolutely brazy. Absolutely brazy.
It is what it is, in the immortal words. All right, so final topic. I guess time we discuss some music.
Final topic?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. We've got time, bro.
Well, I don't know. Do you have anything else you want to discuss?
I do. It's stuff going on with the Olympics.
That thing should just be shut down. Because they can't even do it now. Because what's it? They're saying they're not going to allow anyone in.
What are you talking about?
The Olympics. They're not letting people in the stadium.
They're not letting any spectators watch the events.
Well,
which is understandable. It makes sense.
They should either push it back or they should just cancel it.
I think there's too much money at stake. I don't think they're gonna push it back.
Okay, don't cancel it, but push it back.
I think they're gonna have to do it.
Say word.
And obviously, it's not a good thing. They shouldn't.
That people, I was gonna say people are dropping like flies, but I think athletes are opting to not go. Your block is that hot, like Tokyo is in a state of emergency because that's how expeditiously their cases are rising to the point you can't. What's the point? You can't have people in the stands. Like, that's ridiculous.
Well, let's do some math. Essentially, there's gonna be 10,000 athletes that pull up. If you double that with the amount of staff and everybody else that's doing, you know, running the events, can you run a self-contained event with that many people?
No. People are definitely getting COVID.
I'm trying to think of anything that's happened recently where there's been that many people somewhere. And I struggle.
That many people.
I mean, then again,
the bloody England game.
Yeah, exactly.
The bloody England game.
So.
But even that has had an impact on the amount of cases.
Really?
Yeah, there was a few hundred people you got it from.
Well, let's just put that into perspective.
What game was it?
What's your angle here?
The Scotland game.
Did you have hay fever? Like, within the past couple of weeks?
No, I didn't. I don't have hay fever.
Did you have hay fever? Wait, you man didn't have any
I don't have hay fever.
It was very light for me. My hay fever was usually trash.
I know people
were
going through
year.
It more than normal with the hay fever, so
yeah,
carry on.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people had hay fever, but I think it's just a seasonal flu, bro. I think it's just because a lot of people are saying, oh yeah, cases are going up. And another one that's really pissed me off, yeah, that has been tested positive for COVID-19. We'll get on to that in a second, but let's just talk about Olympics. I think it's just a seasonal flu. Honestly, I think it's just a seasonal flu.
I hear that.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, people are still testing positive for COVID?
I think it's just a seasonal flu. I don't think it's COVID. I think it's just a seasonal flu.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. I just don't see how...
Because plenty of people could... No, because the thing is, a lot of people could be tested positive and they could say they're asymptomatic. Whether I don't really believe in it. But it's just like, at the end of the day, I just feel like, bro, it's a seasonal flu. Just allow it. Because you've been seeing the whole Euros going on.
Mm.
You saw Scotland turn up for their team. Madness. And then you saw them on the road misbehaving. And then now we're seeing England versus Denmark. And then we're going to see Sunday how everybody's just going to be in a pub, how everyone's going to be in the yard, how everyone's going to be in Box Park, how everyone's going to be in freaking any place to just watch the game on a big screen.
I hear that. I mean, I think it's irresponsible, for sure.
And then my man wants to make a bank holiday the next day.
He's not going to make it for the next day, apparently.
Right. Right.
I just think with the Olympics, there's just too much money involved for them to want to cancel it completely.
I'm not saying cancel it.
Push it back again, sorry.
So they can definitely push it back.
Nah,
I don't know. I don't think they can.
How long is it going for? 4 weeks, isn't
it? No, they'll make enough money. They'll probably break even just on
advertising
and everything else. Because really, they don't need that much staff. So...
Nah, to cut run that successfully, staff. I mean, there's, 10,000 athletes there alone? I personally don't know then. I definitely think it should be pushed back.
That wasn't really what I wanted to discuss about the Olympics, but yeah.
Oh, go on.
Now, to be honest, I wanted to discuss about the transgender who's now going to compete. So the man who turned into a woman who's now going to compete in the weightlifting for women. What are your guys' thoughts?
My issue is it's obviously a bit of a a sticky one. But my issue is, if they're doing that, then why is there such a stigma against Caster Semenya? You know what I mean? As in, there's no correlation. They don't obviously have, there's no rules to this. You're letting them in, you're stopping Caster Semenya for the exact same, like...
Wasn't her case the fact that she has more she builds more testosterone than
that's
the average?
That's just the way she's built. That's like saying, oh, well, we're not going to let Bolt in because he's got really long legs. Like that. That's just the way she's built. So
the lines are blurred when it comes to like
stuff like that.
With the Olympics, even like, sorry, even with the situation with the Jamaican sprinter where she got tested for. A drug test and she failed because she had weed in her
system. Or American?
American.
Yeah.
Sorry, something or whatever?
American. My apologies to everyone.
That quickly, man.
Her parents died.
Now, I hear that, but like, just not that she's fumbled a bag, but more like.
Unfortunately, she has. Like, I don't even want to be that. I don't want to be super. But it's her fault.
They may allow her to join the relay.
Nah, they said they're not letting her do it.
I think they said, yeah, that she can't do it.
My thing is, she's obviously had this meteoric rise in less than 3 months, because I didn't know her before. At the start of the year, then
unfortunately, the rules are the rules, isn't it?
There's another sprinter as well from the United States. His body he physically does not look like a sprinter. He looks more like a penguin, but he's very fast.
Right.
He's very, very. I forgot his name, but he's very, very fast. And the reason why he can't join the Olympics is because, he missed like a testing appointment.
But these men know this. Like, I don't feel bad for them ones, because you know this is in your diary. Like when Rio missed an appointment,
yeah, he got banned, and rightfully so. Like, it just is what it is.
You know what it is. Like, you're not stupid.
I think back to what you're saying about the transgender situation is it's hard because. Sorry, you said it's a man that's turned into a woman, and she wants to. Compete in the women's. It's hard because you have the genetics of a man, so essentially you're going to win everything.
Yeah.
So then you can only really create a new category, which even itself is going to be hard because everybody's transition will be different. But I don't think it's right for her to compete with the women, because the women themselves will probably feel like, oh, like it's a disadvantage. Yeah. It's a big disadvantage. Just from a genetic perspective, it's a disadvantage.
Does anyone know what, like, her trials and all of that stuff must have been like?
No clue.
If it's half decent already, and she's already smashing them, then you're right. I do see your point. It's not fair. Because
sports, it's just black and white with sports. It's one of those things, like, there's a reason why men and women don't play sports together. Yeah. There's a reason why there's a women's team, there's a reason why a men's team. They're flipping under 12 men's team dismantled, discombobulated one of the women's teams, and that's just not their bag.
Like, they're actually good at the sport they play. It's just
it is what it is.
Unfortunately, due to the makeup of the human body, that is just how it rolls.
So yeah, I do believe it's probably not the right way to go about it, and I do think you're right as well with the Caster Semenya situation. Why is that now okay when she had the same situation?
Yeah, I've
where there's a line
to that situation, because it's like.
Caster Semenya is a woman as well. Like, there's
exactly. That's even.
She was born a woman, but the thing is, what they're trying to do is they're trying to say, okay, you're gonna have to go through hormonal therapy. Pardon me. You're gonna have to go through hormone therapy just to make sure that everybody here has the same.
But it's a level playing field. But that's you're not doing that with that person you just allowed.
No, they are. But the problem is that already. Your whole skeleton, your whole muscle build, everything is completely different. Like, you have to understand, when a man goes to the gym, his testosterone rises anyway. So even if you attempt to lower it, there's a lot going on in the physical that
just can't.
You
be
just
lowered.
Cannot compete. Do you get what I'm saying?
I hear, like, that.
There's probably I know one woman, like, she can deadlift 140 kilos, and that's her one rep max. That's not my one rep max. I could do that for a couple sets of 10. So it's like, where do you go now? So then if I didn't turn around and say, I want to transition myself, God forbid that's not happening. But let's just say I turn around and transition, I'm going to smash every single record. And it's not going to be funny. And then what makes it worse is the fact that some of these women, like from a psychological standpoint, the women who go into these weightlifting sports, some of them have probably been ostracized by their own family because of tradition, how women are usually viewed. So then, like, this whole sort of thing of like, oh yeah, women don't do weightlifting because that's not a feminine thing. And then they're viewed completely different, and then they could be bullied and all this other stuff that happens in the psychological element. And then they have to take this into the sport, and then they become better, and they now are recognized for their talents, and they've persevered through that. And then that's a mindset, like that's a winner's mindset. You've gone through all that trouble to get here, and then all of a sudden a man comes and takes it from you. And then the Olympics has to say, yeah, this is calm. To me, that's not calm.
I think we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
I think it's tricky because then it's like, where do you draw the line? Isn't it?
Like that person definitely has a right to represent at the highest level in their sport. But I just think, how do you go about that?
There'll probably be something new that they'll have to do.
The world is changing.
You know, Paralympics existed. I don't know if Paralympics always existed, but I'm assuming it was something that happened as a result of people wanting to compete with disabilities. They might have to do something different for people who
are transitioning. Yeah. No, I hear that.
And then even Oscar Pistorius, like he attempted to run the 100 meters, but then afterwards, they took him.
There's always going to be some form of genetic.
Yeah, there's always going to be some difference where it's like, let's put you in a situation where you can be in the same level of playing, like the playing field is the same.
Because Michael Phelps, didn't he produce something?
Well, Michael Phelps,
his body is like,
he's a fish.
His like hands are webbed or something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the whole point of sports is essentially having an advantage to somebody else.
They'd have like, there's, I don't know.
Yeah.
You could theorize maybe Ozil's eyes give him an advantage. I don't know. He's scoping out passes we won't even be able to see.
Two dots in your head like Ozil.
Yo.
Listen, it's one of those. It's a good topic. I remember I saw an article on it yesterday, and I was like, you know, it's one of those things. And I do think there will be a change. Not this Olympics, because I think they're even struggling trying to even put it together as it is. Yeah. But I think the next Olympics we'll see something.
All right, well. I guess I want to just briefly now just touch on Ed Sheeran. And I thought that was really interesting, the fact that he was so open about it. So he basically said that artists, when they're looking to drop, they try and find out from the label if either Adele, Taylor or Drake are dropping. And those are the people that they try and stay away from. Which I guess we all kind of knew, being fans of music. But it's just Ed Sheeran in his own right is an artist that I'd stay well clear of when he's dropping. So for him to say that, that's insane.
It's a very interesting thing for him to say, because...
And that defo solidifies them as probably the biggest three acts.
Who's this? Adele,
Drake and Taylor.
Taylor Swift. Adele, Drake, Taylor Swift.
There's certain people I'm ducking if they're dropping as well.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. And you can chuck Ed in there as well. I think it's just annoying because it's almost like they're all playing Duck, Duck, Goose, and it's like they're all just waiting. And while they're all waiting, no one's dropping music. No one big is dropping music. But I think now that lockdown is about to end, and I think now the people are going to be outside, I think we're just at a point where we're going to see a whole bunch of big releases come out now.
I don't know why Adele held on for so long. Like, her music, it was perfect for being inside.
Because she can't tour it, innit?
Yeah.
Like, she makes a lot of money through the music, but the tours, you know.
Yeah, you know what time is. To the point that I don't even know what The Weeknd's going to perform when that album
I think he's going to put an album out before.
Yeah, I've seen something about The Dawn.
Something like that. I think now is the time to strike. And I'm seeing dates get chucked out. I saw Zyra Sharp finally put a date out for him. I've seen Dave put out his date as well, end of the month or soon. So
end of the month.
I think now we'll see it. Now is the tipping point. And Ed put out a single, so that must mean an album is coming out.
That single is not it.
That song is ass.
Tupac. It was really bad.
I'm not a fan of that song. But
I like him. Like,
no, I like the brother. I'm not going to lie to him. I actually think he's kind of cool, but I don't think that I don't think that song was it.
Face. I said, God, make this make sense. I'm in love with The Shape of You, and I'm in love with this Rambo 2.
I'm finished. I'm in love with this Rambo 2.
But you know what?
Oi.
Ed Sheeran is the successful version of Eminem.
What?
In terms of bridging cultures.
You're going to have to explain that one, brother.
Why is he with Quang Face? Why is he there?
Yeah, but M could do that if he wanted. Like, I just don't like M because I love my mum.
So what do you...
I've never understood his music. I was like, why are you so angry? You're
Eminem
so talented.
Black Youngstar. Would you see Eminem with...
You see Eminem with Griselda, though?
Yeah, but Eminem's probably been in some...
Yeah, but no, because they make very...
Boo, boo, boo.
They make very similar style of...
I don't even know if I'd say that.
No, like, Griselda's very much true to their art form in terms of hip-hop rap. They're not conforming to what everybody else does.
Yeah. M has a song with Juice WRLD.
M can bridge the gap, but I don't think that's fair to put on him. M can do it. Like, people want to work with M. If I'm an artist, like, I'd do it. Like, yeah, sure. Why not? But I mean, I don't think M's not that distant. Like, it's not like that white people just like M, and that's his fan base. Like, you know, actually, I don't really know any loyal Eminem black.
He was my favorite artist when I was as a kid. Why is that funny?
I just can't see that.
Really? Nothing. I loved him as a kid. I did.
This is the first I've also heard of it after knowing you for like nearly over a
seriously?
Decade.
Seriously? I thought you know that. I feel like bare people loved Eminem growing up. Am I the only one that didn't? Just because...
No,
fair enough. I think he was really good when I was...
I was listening to Christian reggae.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Wait. We're not going to skate over that. Christian reggae.
Yeah, my papa's son. I was really listening to that. Like,
fair enough.
So then when I heard Eminem, I was like, I didn't relate right away. I was like,
yeah,
he's a white rapper. Like, I don't know who he is.
Nah, I loved Eminem, man.
Then there was a B2K. Them I related with because I was like, yo,
yeah,
I could dance as well.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I need in my life.
I don't know. With what was I gonna say? With everybody dropping songs though, I think today was a big day. Post Malone dropped a song as well.
It's mid.
I thought it was alright.
It was big.
And you know how I feel about Post. I thought it was alright.
I was disappointed, but I'm a fan of Post. So I saw they tried to cook White Iverson on the Nets. I said, we're not having this.
White Iverson Banks.
That's a classic, man.
Let's talk about the...
It's a classic.
Define classic.
For me, it's a personal classic. It was a place in my life. It was at uni when that song dropped.
Spell classic.
It's classic with the B.
Then spell Post below.
P-O-S-T space M-A-L-O-N-E.
Now spell his pigmentation.
Oh, for God's sake. You know what? For the second time today, you got me.
Hey, listen. I've never felt so broke in my life.
What?
After listening to that Dave song, I've never felt so broke
in my
life. They were going
back. It was hard as bricks.
Have you seen the video? You watched the video as well. You put it in the chat. Yeah,
clean.
Listen.
Yeah.
That might be one of the best videos from the UK I've seen. Like,
he said his wrist is retired.
Let me see. Do you know when they've got their watches all across like that? Yeah. Storms's collection is 1 million. Dave's is 800k. I don't even know them man were making money like that.
They got bare peas. The chat. You know what? Yeah, I've listened to it a few times now. And Stormzy's verse is ridiculous. That is the best Stormzy verse I've ever heard.
I said, let's go downstairs. I said, yo, you know what? God damn it. I love to see a black man win.
The Piers bars.
Yeah.
That's what we call morning tears around here. That's what we call morning tears.
The Piers bars absolutely spun me.
I hear you, man.
He was in his bag.
But what are you feeling? What are you thinking about Chip's verse?
Is that what?
He just came out.
Oh, really? What, just not right now?
Yeah. In response to this?
Yeah.
He said bailiff. The bailiff one, innit? Yeah. I love that, though. The bailiff
there's
one.
There's energy, man. Them man are just going to be going back and forth for a hot minute.
Listen, man. I thought it was phenomenal.
It's something.
So what? Did he remix Clash or what did he do?
Just before we have recorded this episode, I just listened to it. Like,
what did he
right
do?
Away.
Did he remix Clash or he just put something out?
He just put something out.
And is he going at Stormzy?
Yes.
Of course he is.
He's talking about the Rolexes, the everything.
Boring,
I won't say anything until I listen to it. But what I will say is I love Stormzy's verse because there was hella subs, but it was just very entertaining to hear him stunt like that, you know?
Nah, it's nice to see as well. Like, I didn't know that they were making that kind of money. That's American rappers' sort of money that I think, like, oh.
He's making his own Aston Martin. He said,
there's too many bars to unpack.
You don't have to lease one. Don't worry, I've got you because I'm making one.
Jeez. They've got his album title by talking to Hans Zimmer, bruv.
Say what?
On FaceTime. He says Hans Zimmer just dropped the title for him and he was like, oh, bruh, I'll just use that. Boy. Listen, I have high hopes. I have high hopes for this album, especially after hearing that song.
12 tracks, that's clean. Oh. You know what I say? I don't want no filler.
I hear that.
He's going to do that stupid thing where he puts in a song that's 8 minutes and he's talking about some girl, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to
that's
it.
That's lyrical, bro.
I don't need it sometimes because he'll put two of them on the album.
No. I think he put two of them on Psychodrama. Oh, and I also listened to Stormzy's album and I really actually enjoyed it.
Which one?
Heavy is the Head.
It's not bad.
It's really not bad. Yeah.
I think Stormzy has a lot of people he has to please. So, I think, you know, we'll always have those tracks on there. Like, ugh. I'll never forget when Wicked Scam Man came out. I was like, oh, am I thinking of the right one?
Are you talking about Big For Your Boots?
Nah.
Did you hate that song?
If you ain't got 10 the top 10.
Wiley Flow.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that's the same.
When I heard that, I was like, yo, this.
This is the best song for me, you know. That song is phenomenal.
That Audacity. But is Audacity more because of Heady? Now, I think they're both hard.
I think Audacity's cool, but Wiley Flow is just everything that I need. He's just different bags, different pockets.
I mean, yeah, I guess that's probably a perfect place to end the episode. Music choices before I forget.
You damn right.
My choice this week is a song by an artist called Javon and Big Zoo. You might have heard this song. Oh.
I'm not even going to play games, man.
This song is phenomenal.
Javon is the one that we went to see in 360 R&B.
I don't know if it's him.
Oh,
know.
No.
Javon
is a completely different
Javon,
yeah, I know who Javon is. Yeah.
Javon. The song is called... Sorry.
I'll go while you're... there's just so much good stuff out at the moment. Like, obviously, big up Geordie from last week. Crinkum Crankum's been on repeat. Unknown Teens, Colours. I normally don't like Colours because I don't know. I just can't relate to him. I'm
colorblind. That's a huge joke.
Ha ha. Hello. But he did his thing on that Goodems. But I think there's only one song I can pick this week, and it's got to be Dave and Stormzy Clash.
I'm glad you did that, man. My choice is called Duppy by Big Zoo and Javon. Listen to that song when you find the chance.
It's on the playlist.
You put it on already? Yeah. It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hard as bricks. I said, what is this? All right, cool. I'll change it up. I will pick a song by Snow Allegra called... Why are you laughing?
Why are you laughing?
Called Neon Peach. Ooh. And it features Tyler, the Creator. He's in his bag. And so is she.
Yeah, Snow's great.
Eman? West Side Gun.
It was going to be West
Side Gun. Oh, for God's sakes.
I said it was. But it's another W. It's Willow Smith, Transparency. I really like that.
Oh, hey, big ups. Nah, that's a W,
it's a really, like...
That's her rock thing, isn't it?
Bro, that's not my song, but it's
But
it's
now I hear
song.
That, I hear that. She tried the thing and it came off.
Yeah.
For show.
Slapped.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it really did its thing. I really enjoyed it.
I don't know, like, if I could listen to it on my own, just like on my own. Like, when I've seen it, I've always liked it. And I'll be like, it'll come up on YouTube and I'll be like, I have to spin this.
I get you. I thought you meant as in you can't listen to it on your ones. Like, is anybody around?
Anybody here?
I know what you mean, though. That's so funny.
There's certain songs like that, man.
It could have been Michael Jackson, but nah. Willow Smith has to get her.
Fair dues.
Give Willow her flowers, man. Do you know what? I mean, I guess we still got some time. Just thinking about, like, the other day, I was thinking about Sia and her brother's album and just, like, how good that was. How did he fall off the face of the earth like that?
That intro is phenomenal. He made a 4-song intro and it was absolutely phenomenal.
It was so good. That Jaden, please
He'll
come
back around. He's so young. He's got time.
That's a fact.
He's got time.
Yeah, he's very focused.
And so is she as well. She's selling shoes with the I've forgotten the name of the brand. It's a Japanese brand. It helped Nike become who they are today.
Sakai?
No.
Am I bugging?
Bape?
Sorry, say it again.
Sakai?
Nah, not Sakai. Not Bape. It's
How did Bape get away with the Air Force silhouette like that?
Because they, if Nike, I think they tried to pattern it, and I don't know, it's copyright or patent that had fallen off. So they just left it. They didn't really care.
Oh, is it got you?
And once they took it, like they just ran with it, and then obviously they tried to do it again, and of course, as you see with the new Bapes, they don't necessarily have the same look as they used to. So especially with like the Air Jordan 1 right now has been patented. Like nobody else can recreate an Air Jordan 1 silhouette. But just before this month, just before June, people were doing it. People were just putting dicks on the Air Jordan 1. People putting the Statue of Liberty on the Air Jordan 1. People were putting guns on the Air Force on the Air Jordan 1. I'm telling you the truth. Like they really put a dick with two balls. No lie.
You've actually killed Demi.
He's dead. That was brilliant. They put dicks on it.
There is one company, they put the lightning bolt on the Air Jordan 1, and I really like their colours, so I bought one. I don't know when it's coming. Shout out to them.
What would you do if you see someone walking down the street and the tick is just a penis?
A dick feet. Not a dickhead. You, sir, yo. Dick feet.
Oh, my days.
Nah, that's
okay. That's the perfect place to end this episode.
Dick feet.
Oh, my God.
All right. Until next time, you know where you can find us, maidenchaffer.com.
Come on.
Until next time, you dick feet.
Drop us some reviews, love.